This is Gabor Tort recording an interview at Pai Kokoriki at the Thornton residence. It's the 29th of September 2010 at 5 minutes past 11 in the morning, and we're going to be discussing some of the history and stories of the Thornton confectionery business, which was based in Manners Street in central Wellington. Perhaps if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Yes, I'm Ron. I'm the youngest son of Charles James Thornton, who was the son of George Henry Thornton, who established the business in 1879.
And I'm Jim, and I'm 2 years older than Ron, brother of Ron, of course. And we're part of the Thornton family. We also had two older brothers, Peter and David. Unfortunately, both of those have died.
Perhaps we could begin, if you'd like to tell me the story as you know it, of how the business was established by your grandfather and when this took place.
Yes, well, we aren't quite sure of the details, but as the oral history goes, our grandfather George Henry Thornton came out to New Zealand probably in the early 1870s. He came out as a young single man, and the oral history we understand is that he had a girlfriend back in England, and he wrote back to her urging her to come out and marry him. And she wrote back to say that she wasn't prepared to come out as a single woman, so he would have to go back to England and marry her there, and then they would come out together. And so that's what he did. Of course, he originally came out on a sailing ship and went back to England on the sailing ship, this time working his passage. And they were married in St. Mary's Church in Chatham in England. And on the marriage certificate, his occupation is given as mariner, because that's what he was in his journey back to England. And then they both came out, after getting married, on a new clipper ship on its maiden voyage in 1876. They arrived in Wellington in 1876. And we understand that he initially got a job in a biscuit factory in Wellington, and then in 1879 set up his own confectionery business in Manor Street. Initially as a small retail business, and then which was, I think, on the right-hand side of Manor Street, where the old Roxy Theatre was. And then he moved to the other side of Manor Street and set up the business on a much bigger property in 1879. And initially, as I mentioned, the business was retail, but he then expanded into a wholesale business. And it was wholesale for some years until he died at the age, I think, of 49.
Yes, quite early.
And at that stage, our father, Charles James Thornton, was just 16, and he took over the manufacturing of the confectionery. And I suspect it was at that stage that they reduced it to simply a retail business. But we can't be sure of that.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about confectionery, are we talking what I suppose would normally be called boiled sweets? Was it that of that nature?
That was a large part of the manufactured sweets, yes. And certainly in the time Ron and I were helping in the business, boiled sweets were the main things that our father was manufacturing, but also other confectionery. We made a list, Ron, of...
Yes, we did. We could get that in a minute.
Yes.
I remember being told, perhaps it's only a small discrepancy, that it was Charles was 19 when he took over the business. And I think rather reluctantly, I seem to remember our mother saying that he wanted to be an engineer. But nevertheless, he took the business over and was extremely talented, I think, in this manufacturing process.
Yes. We could check on the date because we know our grandfather's, the date of our grandfather's death.
Yes.
So we're talking very early 20th century, would that be?
Yes. Well, our grandfather died, I think, in 1901.
Yes.
And we can work out how old my father was at that age.
Yes, of course.
And where was the family living at the time? Were they?
The Thornton family was living in Manor Street over the top of the factory.
And do you know anything about the success? I mean, one presumes it quite a pioneering business in its day.
Yes, and I think it was probably the major confectionery business in Wellington. Though I can't be sure about that. But as I mentioned, it was wholesale, so that the confectionery was sold throughout New Zealand. Until it reduced to a purely retail business. And we are, neither Ron and I are sure just when that happened. But certainly it was only a retail business in our day.
In 1915, Charles, our father, and one of his sisters, an older sister, who later became did the business side, the accounting side of the business, they took a motorcycle trip to the South Island, to the West Coast, in 1915. And Jim and I are still in the process of going through this diary that May kept. And it's interesting to note that they meet a number of people on the way. I think it was part business, part pleasure, this trip. But they meet people who had obviously been agents, or and so they were a kind of couple who were doing it. They were travellers, in a sense, to go and see their representatives in different parts of the South Island. So that gave us an indication of the scope of the wholesale side of the business.
Yes, indeed.
Now, you the business would have been with you right from a very early age. You would have grown up with all of this going on around you. And when were you born, or did you live in the residence above the shop?
No.
When you were children?
No. It was just our uncles and grandmother, uncles and aunts and grandmother, who were living in the Manor Street building. But when my father got married in 1920, initially my mother and father lived in a house in Days Bay, and they commuted each day, my father commuted each day to Manor Street. But then I think round about 1922 or 23, my father bought a house in McFarland Street. And so
in we Mount boys Victoria.
At Mount Victoria, yes. And so we boys were all brought up in McFarland Street.
And I've noticed looking through some of the newspaper reports that the name was changed. Is that right, to your father's name? So it wasn't a
that's right.
G.H. name, Thornton and Son. It was
no, yeah. That's right. It was just changed to C.J. Thornton after my grandfather had died.
But it still retained, as I remember, the fact that the business was established in 1879.
Yes, that's right. Mm. Yes. Mm.
And did any aunts or uncles maintain any financial interest in the building, or was it? In the business, or was it chiefly your father?
No, they didn't retain any financial interest in the business, but the family of G.H. Thornton had an interest in the building in Manor Street, and so the building was my father's factory occupied the ground floor of the building. The factory was at the back of the shop, and it was a three-story building, and so the rest of the building was rented out, and the rest of the family of G.H. Thornton all had a financial interest in the rents from that building.